Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Suzanne Lynn Cheeseman, who is the owner of Triangle Media. Suzanne, for nearly 16 years now, can you believe it, at New Leaf, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, Triangle Media, what you do and who you serve. So over to you, Suzanne, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. What we do is we help authors who've written books sell more books and build their brand with radio and video interviews. And our product is very unique because we're not doing interviews that just air on the radio and then vanish into thin air. We're packaging them so that the authors can use them on their small stage, which is social media, their Amazon author page, their website, newsletters, emails, but also so they can use them on their big stage, which is when you're requesting to borrow another person's audience, like radio, TV, podcast, speaking opportunities. In the 30 years I was on the air, no author ever sent me any video or audio showing me what kind of interview they would be. All I knew is that they wrote a book. Well, my audience on the radio, I need to know that you're going to bring value and you're going to connect with them. So that's what we're doing. We're helping to show what kind of interview you would be. Yeah. So Paul, you had asked me best practices, and I really feel led today to talk about the best practice of accountability. Mm-hmm. And I think this might be a little bit different than other leadership or progressive ways to be able to help organizations. But I feel so strongly about this because, you know, accountability, specifically when it comes to Christian ministries or nonprofits, whether you're going to be employed there or whether you're going to donate to them, I think a lot of times we think they are 100% foolproof. We're giving to an organization that has checks and balances, and it's safe to work there. It's a godly ministry. It's got lots of people double checking that inside is as safe as what it appears on the outside. And what we're seeing in the news is that's just not the case. And I really feel led to say, look, there are ways, and I'm going to share those three simple questions or things that you can do at the end of this talk, that before you become employed in a nonprofit or a ministry, or before you choose to give to a nonprofit or a ministry, that you can do to make sure that there's accountability from leadership to make sure that there is not inside abuse. Mm-hmm. You know, the law keeps them straight in the way that they have to pay minimum wage and that there's, you know, hourly laws and of course, discrimination. And a lot of times I think we skip that step between the law keeping us straight and then moving right into leadership. Well, if we can just teach our leaders and CEOs and presidents how to be more encouraging and teach them the things that they need to know. Well, if there's not accountability and they have those moral failures or ethical failures, that's a huge chasm when there's not accountability. And a lot of times ministries, nonprofits look so shiny on the outside. And a lot of people aren't asking questions because the ministry or nonprofit's doing such amazing work, and they are. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they are leading people to Christ. They're shiny and beautiful on the outside. But the dirty secrets that are happening on the inside, because there is no accountability with the person at the highest point, is abuse. It can be verbal abuse. It can be emotional abuse. And although it's not illegal, it's unethical. And it's a place that we wouldn't want to work. And it's a place that we might not want to give our donations to. So we're just kind of wrapping this up. The three things that I would say you can do is, first of all, if you're an HR person, is there truly accountability with a person that might be being complained about? Let's say it's the CEO. Are you an HR person that can't be fired if the CEO is being complained about? Meaning, is there an independent board? Ask before you, you know, if this is of interest to you, if you're concerned about abuse that you might not hear about, is there an independent board that's not made up of mostly employees? Number two, is there a founder's clause that's protecting the CEO so that he is bulletproof or she is bulletproof and can't be touched? Because if they pay well, a lot of times that's a weapon. And number three, check GuideStar. That's a great candid place for information that reports on nonprofits in the U.S., 2.5 million. So those are three simple steps that you can take to just make sure, you know, if there's accountability that goes a little bit deeper from what you hear, what you even see on Glassdoor. And I think the truth is people want to work at a place that is upstanding and not just what it appears on the outside. So accountability, that I cannot overstate the importance of moving forward with nonprofits and ministries. You know, when it comes to for-profits, there's not a whole lot that we can do, but there, those three steps we can take with ministries and nonprofits.
Susanne, I really appreciate that very pragmatic way of looking at accountability. And it's so applicable not only for, you know, nonprofit organizations and missions that many of our subscribers work for as employees, but as you rightly said, you know, when people are giving either time and or financial resources towards such entities. And so much of what you said as well is so parallel with the corporate world as well. I mean, gosh, history is peppered, isn't it, with just corporate scandals, where really what it boiled down to was lack of accountability. So I really appreciate you sharing your experience there, Susanne. Susanne, with you being over in Florida and me being over in California, and with me being an American at heart, could I offer you a virtual high five?
High five, friend. I think we did it.
Thank you, Susanne. I appreciate your time.
Have a great day. Thank you.
And you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.